WFI.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations via the GCN and Automotive Radio Networks. And in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guests. I can say so much about this guy. He has done so much in his career. He is a Hollywood car builder. He's also an expert in the realm of so many different things. He's an entrepreneur and soon to be a radio host with his own show called Tool Talk. So we're going to do a version of Tool Talk, so to speak, in this hour of the program with our very special guest. And also joining us on the program will be Dave Yancho from Workshop Hero, which is just a wonderful product. So we're going to be talking to Dave about that. Along the way, you can call in at any time. Here's our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or you can shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. And don't forget, we're giving away some free wash drops, the innovative new way to wash your vehicle without having to hose it off. And they're free for the taking. Just drop me an email anytime, include your name, address, and phone number, and we'll get it out to you ASAP. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the gentleman I referred to at the top of the hour. He is one of my favorite guests here on the broadcast. He has built literally hundreds upon hundreds of vehicles for the television and movie industry. He's also worked with the Cousteau family. He's an inventor, he's a stunt driver, and he's one cool guy, Eddie Paul. Welcome to the airwaves of Auto World. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing great, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. And you've also arranged for a very special guest to join us here right off the bat as we do a little tool talk here on Auto World. You first introduced me to this gentleman out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas a couple of years back. But why don't you do the official introductions here?
Okay. This is an old friend of mine. He's coming on in a second here. He may be a little rusty, if that's a hint. I met him at SEMA. He showed me his product, and it's Dave Yancho from Hero Products, Metal Rescue. And he's got the best rust remover I've ever used in my shop.
Hey there, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Eddie.
Well,
hey, as a short side note, Bob, we've always referred to Eddie in our office as the original Dos Equis guy, the most interesting man in the world. Because all the stuff you mentioned, we were like going through his website thinking, my gosh, what hasn't this guy done? From Fast and the Furious to the Pixar to Mystery Machine to Jacques Cousteau stuff. Pretty cool. So he's our most interesting automotive man in the world.
He certainly is. He's such a talented guy. And matter of fact, before we talk automotive stuff, Eddie, recently you did a project for an aquarium halfway around the world. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, talk about diversity. Yeah, we got a call because I'd work with Shark Week, too. We build mechanical sharks and shark cages and different things. I got a call from Singapore to come over and build a shark attraction. It was a giant stainless steel platform with a round tube on it that drops down into the shark tank. They had a world's largest shark tank with 150 sharks. And the idea is you walk out on the platform. Of course, you pay them money. You jump into the tube that's filled with water, and there's a window outside of it that your family could shoot photographs of you in the tube, and it looks like you're in the water with the sharks when you're really not. But we had to build it all out of stainless steel. The thing weighed 15,000 pounds. Had to build it in our shop and then box it up and ship it to Singapore by air, and then go over there and show them how to assemble it, test it, and all that type of stuff. We had 2 weeks to do that in. It was a fun project.
Wow, absolutely amazing. Well, Eddie, let's get back to Dave and all the products that he's got at Workshop Hero, including the metal rescue product there, which is just remarkable. Tell our listeners a little bit about your experience with Dave's product lineup.
Okay, when I met Dave, he gave me a sample of the product, and I brought it to the shop. And, you know, when you go to see me, you get a lot of different samples from people, everybody claiming, you know, this is a cure for cancer or whatever. I brought it, put it in the shop, let it sit on a shelf, and one day we had a car we're getting ready to grind the rust off of. I go, wait a minute, I got something for this. So we took some parts, put it in, assuming it wasn't going to do anything. I think about an hour later, I went over to the bucket, pulled them out, and I actually thought someone replaced the parts in the bucket with brand new parts. It looked that good. I'm not used to things working as well as I'm told they work, so I was blown away, and ever since then, I've been a fan of his. I think your dad invented this. Am I correct on that?
No. The gentleman that we're buying out, myself and our president, you may be thinking about one of the gentlemen that works with us, but no, we came up with it, our chemist, and we've been in business for 34 years, and we came out with the rust remover. Boy, it's been about 6 years ago now, and then we're an industrial company, so we're used to dealing with the GM and Fords and Caterpillars of the world, Cummins, and then we took the product because it was so successful, the metal rescue. We found that walking into a Ford facility, we'd work with an engineer, and that engineer would be working on a 55-gallon drum project, but he'd want a gallon for home, you know, for the Ford project, the old car, the motorcycle, whatever, and that's when we started to think we really could diversify our business. So in about 2009, 2010, we started to go grassroots with the consumer side, did a lot of car shows, road shows. As you said, we gave you some product. You gotta get it out there, you know, and it's been very successful. It's been really taking hold.
Well, you know, Jay Leno's a friend of mine, and you also gave him some product. Every time I go down there, I say, have you tried it yet? Have you tried it? That's the biggest stumbling block you have. Once somebody tries it, they're sold.
Exactly.
Just get them to open the can and try it, because so many people oversell their products. That's the biggest hassle you're going to have, but I'll tell you what, once they open and use it, you got a customer for life.
Well, I think you're right, Eddie. So many people don't believe that it's going to work, and I think specifically with rust removers, just because for about 100 years since especially automotive really got going, there's been a lot of rust removers, and there's been a lot of claims that this will do that, and people are just used to the acids and don't think that something new will work. And when they hear it's water-based, and metal rescue is totally water-based, you can literally have your hands in it, you can dispose of it extremely easily as long as you haven't introduced any other chemicals or things to it, but you can dispose of it in the grass or in a sewer system. They don't believe it's going to work, and so that it is our stumbling block. Until they use it, until they get some experience, and literally to the point where I'm at a show and I'll show them a part that they've seen before and they've seen the after, and they're still, what they say is, well, if it works for me, then I'll buy more of it. So there's still that trepidation of, I can't believe it works that well. So not everyone works in an hour like yours did. I mean, it depends on the rust and the type of metal, but certainly anything from about half an hour to 24 hours is about the window. But our whole premise at Workshop Hero is you don't have to worry about the length of time typically unless you're a shop, and then there's things you can do to increase the speed. But if you're just a DIYer, you put it in and you do something else. You know, the whole premise of Workshop Hero is less work, more play. So throw those parts in, go work on something else, go take your wife out, whatever. Don't worry about de-rusting.
Yeah, well, it absolutely definitely works. We just used it the other day. We got a machine. We're building in Duesenberg, and we bought an old rusty machine for shaping metal, and it was caked in rust. We got a good deal on it because it was so rusty, but brought it back, tore it apart, stuck it in there, and the guys just reassembled it the other day, and it looks like brand new. Didn't have to do anything to it, and it was kind of cool because one of my guys went over with the gloves on, the mask, and all this. I go, you don't need that. Just stick your hands in there, pull it out. And he didn't believe it until I reached in, pulled it out, and put the part on the table. He goes, doesn't that burn your hands? I go, no. So we're so used to stuff that's
right.
Disgusting. And you have to spend a lot of time cleaning the rust remover off when you're done.
Oh, it's so true.
It's kind of a pleasant way away from all that.
Oh, absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue telling folks all around North America and around the world about metal rescue with our special guest, Eddie Paul, doing a little tool talk here with Dave Yancho from Workshop Hero. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The rock and roll gearhead himself, Billy F. Gibbons, out on the road this summer with ZZ Top and heading off to Europe and other parts of the world. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long, along with Eddie Paul, who is just an amazing gentleman. He's an inventor. He's a Hollywood car builder. He's a former stunt driver, and he is also going to have his own radio show in the not-too-distant future called Tool Talk. So that's what we're doing here on this edition in this hour of Auto World, a little rendition of Tool Talk. And Eddie has arranged for a very special guest to be with us, and the gentleman's name is Dave Yancho. He is vice president of Workshop Hero, a division of Armor Protective Packaging out of Michigan, and we've been telling everybody about the metal rescue product that Eddie has tested out, and I have also tested the product, Dave, and it is just remarkable in what it does. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit about how it works without giving away too much in kind of layman's language? How does this product differ from the other acid-based products out there, besides the fact, as Eddie pointed out, that you don't have to wear the gloves and get all geared up? I mean, you can stick your hands right in it.
Yeah, sure. The premise is essentially that it's a synthetic molecule that is attracted specifically to iron oxide, and it's not an acid. It's water based. It's not anything like a beet juice or natural or any of the things that sometimes I get emails or we do at our office that, you know, I'm sure it's this or I'm sure it's that. It's actually not. It's a man made molecule, but it's attracted only to the rust, and basically it's like a magnet in the liquid. It's seeking out that iron oxide molecule. It's pulling it into the solution, and then it's doing it over again and over and over. And so that's essentially why the metal rescue is called a bath. You want to soak the parts in it because it does have to be in wet contact. In other words, you can't just simply spray it on and walk away because it will dry before it actually does that pulling mechanism, that magnet. So it's basically just a simple soak, and it works like a magnet, pulling that rust off the part. What's unique about it, besides the fact that it's safe and water-based for your skin, is it's safe on the metal. So it's safe on that metal surface, whereas traditionally an acid would etch the metal. It would grab metal with the rust. The metal rescue specifically is grabbing that rust molecule, so it's not affecting the base part. Likewise, it doesn't affect paint if the paint is intact. We've done a lot of signs. We've had a lot of customers do signs and antiques that have paint on them, and they're able to salvage the paint because it's not going to grab the paint like an acid would.
Eddie, it's you've been doing this all of your life. I mean, before you encountered the metal rescue product, as you pointed out earlier, I mean, any of these acid-based products really must have been quite hazardous to use.
One of the big things, too, I want to point out is, like an instrument, if you take an automotive instrument, you'd have to take every single piece apart, clean up the rust, buff it, all this. We put parts in that are totally assembled. And like Dave says, you don't have to worry about the paint, the bearings. There's a lot of things in there. You just ignore it. You put it in, it cleans it up, you rinse it off, and they have a spray you put on after that protects the metal so it doesn't rust again. But it saves a lot of time dismantling things. In fact, if it'll fit in the bucket, we just put it in. We don't dismantle it. Sometimes we dismantle it to make it fit in the bucket, or we get a bigger quantity, a 55-gallon drum to put parts in. But that's the only thing I wish, is that we could put a whole car in it. It would sure save us a lot of time here grinding down the metal on a whole car.
We're working on that for you, Eddie. We're working on some different mechanisms that we can deliver the metal rescue in. At this point, though, if you are doing like a frame, if somebody's doing something a little bit larger, we set up a lot of pump systems, and it's just a very simple pump process where you can get literally a pump at a garden supply store that you would usually be for a fountain, and then you can set up just a Visqueen bath underneath, and you're just going to recirculate it and have a little trickle of liquid on the rusty area, and then just move it every so often. And the benefit of that is that, you know, a lot of people don't have sandblasting equipment. A lot of people don't want to spend the thousands of dollars to go out and get it acid dipped. So this you could do still in your garage with, you know, maybe you need, 35 gallons of metal rescue to do a whole frame or something, but the cost and the safety far outweighs, you know, what an acid or a sandblasting would be.
Also, like you mentioned, sandblasting, a lot of people don't realize you take a body and they have sandblast and it warps the metal because the sandblasting process creates heat, which warps the metal. And we had that problem. You have sand coming out of the body for months, gets in your paint, sending it to the frame, and a lot of the acid dips. The acid affects the paint job, starts blistering and things. So this is by far superior to all that. And it's funny you mention that, too, because we were playing with the same thing with a little aquarium pump and pumping it over parts. I think you're on the right track there.
Yeah, and actually, just to kind of go off what you're saying, we've had a lot of customers that are extremely happy because when they use an acid, especially on some door panels and different things, you don't see it, but maybe 2 years later, that acid never really gets out of your seams, especially on the bottom of a door panel, and that's kind of the unfortunate gift that keeps on giving, and then 2 years later, you realize you had acid stuck in there that never came out, and now you got the same rust you're dealing with again, maybe even worse. So this, the Metal Rescue really does kind of cure that.
Yeah, we've taken baking soda, mixed it with water to neutralize the acid when we're done, but that's a whole process in itself, too. So it's just simpler and easier and a lot better product.
You know, you mentioned, Eddie, that we have another product. It's called Dry Coat, and it doesn't really get the fanfare that Metal Rescue does because, you know, Metal Rescue does something. You're able to watch it, you know, before and after, whereas the Dry Coat is sort of a, you know, watch nothing happen type of thing, and that's kind of our tagline for it. But what it is it's water-based, and it's a rust preventative, which is unique because it is water-based, but it's really formulated to prevent rust. And what we found is that as we've gotten more into some of the industries like car building and motorcycle building, guys that are doing bare metal stuff, they're finding constantly fighting rust happening again, even a day later, 2 days later, after they're maybe forming a gas tank, for instance. And they love the Dry Coat because they spray it on. It doesn't leave any tacky residue. It dries to the touch. It's safe. It's water-based. And they're able to basically work with the metal instead of having to continue to deal with rust on an ongoing basis. So get the fanfare, but it's a pretty cool product as well.
Indeed. Definitely a good product there.
No, absolutely.
You have some other products too, don't you?
Well, we have a whole industrial division where we, where the armor protective packaging comes in, is taking chemicals that are rust preventative and impregnate them into packaging materials. So instead of using a liquid spray or some type of oil to prevent rust, you literally wrap the parts in our packaging, and that is the rust preventative. And that's where we started in 1979 with all the big three and industrial companies, and it's gotten us till today, and it's still a big part of our company. The Metal Rescue and Dry Coat are just part of the new consumer division called Workshop Hero.
That's great.
Somebody get hold of you.
Basically, probably the best way is our website, workshophero.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is Metal Rescue. And just because we have about 1,500 stores you can purchase it at, but the zip code locator is probably your best bet on our website, www.workshophero.com.
Great.
So what are some of the big stores that handle your product right now?
In the Midwest, the Menards chain handles it, so that's about 265 stores. Home Depot is handling it right now in select stores, and that's why we can't just say Home Depot in general, because if you go to any Home Depot, they may not have it. You know, typically the pro and the high-volume stores do, so your best bet is a zip code locator, which will tell you which Home Depots have it. But there's a lot of independents around the country that do a great job for us and certainly are maybe closer.
Great.
People
Dave
need to
know
and people and demand it so that they'll start handling it.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, we're working on that, and hopefully next time we talk, we'll be able to say it in general that it's available at all of them.
That's Dave, great. We're going to hold you over a little bit longer, so hang with us. Eddie, don't go away. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Yeah. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Auto World rolls on around North America and around the world. My name is Bob Long, joined by Eddie Paul. We're doing a little bit of Eddie Paul's Tool Talk, his upcoming radio show here on Auto World today. Dave Yancho is with us from the great product lineup at Workshop Hero from the folks at Armor Protective Packaging. And Dave, before we say goodbye to you, I just had a couple of questions for you. Number one, I'm getting a number of emails, folks wanting to know a little bit about the pricing. Can you give us a ballpark price point on both the Metal Rescue and the Dry Coat product? And also, I understand you've got a new relationship, a new partnership with the gentleman from American Pickers. So if you could answer those two questions, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Ballpark pricing, of course, each, you know, retailer and depending where they're at varies a little bit. But generally it's from $23 to $26-$27 a gallon for the Metal Rescue. That's a gallon. It is reusable, so you can use it over and over again. There's a life to it, so eventually it does reach a saturation, but that's one of the things that people always ask about is, can I reuse it? And you certainly can. You just pour it back in and continue to use it until it reaches its life expectancy. Basically, that is about a half pound of rust per gallon, so that's quite a bit. The dry coat, right now, we just converted to a 16-ounce bottle, and those run about between $11 and $12 for a 16-ounce bottle of dry coat rust preventative.
Great.
Your question about Frank Fritz from American Pickers. Yeah, we're very excited about this relationship. Kind of the same thing with Eddie. We got him some product. We were fortunate that he actually tried it and used it, contacted us, and we formed a relationship that he was just happy to have a product like this for his needs at American Pickers when he's going out grabbing antiques and signs. You know, he's always battling rust, and it just worked from there. So he's a big supporter of ours. You'll see him on a lot of videos and different avenues we're going to be doing with him in the next couple of years. So pretty exciting stuff for us.
That's great news. Absolutely. Eddie, any more questions for Dave before we say goodbye to him for today?
Yeah, I'd like to know if you come in with a product that will paint cars for us. We don't have to do it.
Well, you're onto something, Eddie. You know, less work, more play. We're trying. We haven't gotten there yet.
Maybe just put some toner in the restroom mover, and then we
there
can
you go.
At the same time we'd be rusting it. That might do it.
We'll work on it.
Okay. No, I'd definitely like to know when you come up with your pump system, because you know, we can de-rust anything except big objects, and I want to get into the car bodies and stuff, because that'll save us a ton of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll keep in touch with what we're doing. We're playing with that idea, too, and I'll pass on the information that we come up with on it.
Absolutely. Perfect. Well, I really appreciate you both having me on. Eddie, I appreciate it. This is certainly, I hope, a tool that people can use in their garages. You know, the tool talk is a kind of apropos. And, Bob, I appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Dave Vancios, Vice President of Workshop Hero, a division of Armor Protective Packaging. Thank you so much for your time here today. And we continue with our very special guest, Eddie Paul. And if you have a question for Eddie, you can either dial us up toll-free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or shoot us an email. It's bob@boblongradio.com. Eddie, let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that you've been up to in recent times. We talked about the aquarium, but tell us about this Duesenberg project that you referred to.
Okay, well, like you said, the aquarium that that came out of left field, they just called and asked if I could design the system and build it and install it, and I did. And while I went to Singapore, my wife and I traveled over there to do this. We had a call from a customer who wanted to meet in Singapore. He's from Malaysia. We met him at our hotel the day we arrived, got off the plane, went there, had a meeting, and he wants to build a Duesenberg, one-off Duesenberg to start with, and it's a dual cowl Phaeton, kind of a replica of the old car. It's one of the most expensive American-made cars. A lot of people think it's German, but it wasn't. It was American. And we're replicating the outside, but the inside, we're using like a Mustang Coyote engine at 5 liter, and we're putting in all the luxuries, the stereo, all that stuff. But it will be hidden, but the outside will look like a Duesenberg, even to the leaf springs, body style, everything.
Wow.
Quite a project. I got 4 months to do it in.
And these are very, very large vehicles. Back in the day, as you say, the Duesenberg, still considered today kind of being the king of the hill when it comes to classics, and certainly one of the most sought after vehicles at auctions. I mean, these vehicles sell for multiple millions of dollars. And back when they were at their heyday, back in the 20s and 30s, these were the vehicles that the movie stars of the day owned. If you were really a big superstar, if you were making the big, big dollars when money was not an object, and you could choose from any vehicle in the entire world, the Duesenberg was the vehicle of choice.
Yeah. In fact, it's funny, I just had a writer come by that did a story on me years ago, and he brought me the magazine that the story came out in, and it's Auto Aficionado. I don't think they're in print anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He brought it by and gave it to me. I read the story, and I thought, that was a nice story. He wrote kind of funny, got like 6 years later. But I thumbed through the magazine, and I found a Duesenberg in there that was sold at the Bear Jackson auction, and it wasn't a real one. Excuse me. It was a copy that an artist had built that actually ran and went for $2.8 million.
Oh, wow.
So it gives you an idea how much they're worth. I don't know what Jay's are worth, but he's got a small collection of Duesenbergs himself.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They're a great car. We duplicated the frame exactly. We got dimensions off a real one, duplicated the frame, and then what we're doing is making brackets will adopt a Mustang 5-liter engine into the chassis.
Sure.
So like I say, it'll all be Duesenberg except the drivetrain will be modern Mustang and all the electronics. put backup cameras, all that type of stuff. Should be interesting.
Should have the best of both worlds and kind of a real high-end resto mod, so to speak. But that's a great project. And the Duesenbergs, as I mentioned, I mean, size-wise, these were always very, very large vehicles lengthwise, as well as they were quite heavy in original form. Will this vehicle that you're building have that same attributes? Will it be a very long vehicle? But I would imagine probably with the use of modern mechanicals, the weight factor is not going to be up like the Duesenbergs of yore.
Oh, yeah. It'll be this one's about 152-inch wheelbase, which is pretty long.
Yeah.
The chassis is going to be the same weight as the Duesenberg. We're making out of quarter-inch steel. It's all C-channeled. So all that's going to be the same. Most of the components, you know, are, of course, steel, so you can't lighten them much. The one thing we are doing is the body is going to be fiberglass. We got molds off an original Duesenberg, and they made it out of fiberglass. And the next one, number two, will probably be made out of carbon fiber. That's one thing I forgot to mention, was the guy came by a couple weeks after he gave us the job and liked the progress so much he upped it to 10 of these that we're building.
Mm-hmm.
Potential for 100 of them after this, so we'll see
how that
goes.
That's fantastic. And carbon fiber, of course, is utilized today in a lot of high-end vehicles. It used to be extraordinarily expensive. It came out of racing, Formula One racing, and has slowly transcended down from the high-end supercars to lesser-priced sports cars. As a matter of fact, the upcoming 2014 Corvette has a carbon fiber liftoff panel, and there are lots of vehicles that use carbon fiber pieces today, both on the interior and the exterior. The price point on carbon fiber has come down quite a bit. Is that because of the technology, the tool technology, and being able to actually weave the carbon fiber has become a lot more affordable, Eddie?
Yeah, I believe that's a lot of it. It's supply and demand, and then also people applying it. You get a guy to do carbon fiber, you had to pay him 10 times more than doing fiberglass, but it's really almost the same thing. A little difference of vacuum bagging, things like that, and people have gotten better at it, found easier ways to do it. And again, it's supply and demand and competition, which always drives prices down. So it's slightly more than fiberglass. It's not like 10 times the cost like it used to be.
Oh, it used to be extraordinarily expensive, and nowadays you see vehicles like the new Aston Martin Vanquish made entirely of carbon fiber. Straight ahead, more with Eddie Paul. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Eddie Paul is with us. What a remarkable gentleman he is. Hollywood car builder, inventor, former stuntman, gentleman who has worked with the Cousteau family. He is also president and CEO of EP Industries, located in El Segundo, California. Love your tagline, Eddie. Technology rapidly brought to reality. And Eddie, of course, the cars for the movie Grease. That was his first big job, and the Grease Lightning sits in the Peterson Automotive Museum. But I read recently, Eddie, you went to an event in which you were reunited with some other vehicles that you built for the Grease movie.
Yeah, that was a weird one. A guy named Scott Byram called me one day and said he found the Grease, I think it was called Hell's Chariot, the Black Merc. We built two of those for the movie. In fact, we built two Grease Lightnings. We built two of the Hell's Chariots. And he had restored it and then found out that I was still around and asked if I'd come out and sign some autographs and do some meet people. And so I went out and saw it, and it looked like it did. It was kind of weird to see after all these years, because people don't realize, but way back then when we built this stuff, we didn't even know who John Travolta was. The movie Grease sounded like a weird name. We didn't think it was going to go anywhere. So nobody shot a lot of photos. It was just kind of a so-so thing, and it was my first film, so I had no idea. And then for this to come back this much later, it kind of, you think, God, I should have shot more photos, but it was kind of neat to see, and they had me sit in the car and shot some photos. So I now have some of me currently in the car, which is kind of neat to hang on the wall. But, they did a good job restoring it, and he's going to continue on. He's missing a couple little parts, but it's running now, and he'll take it around to more car shows.
That's great, Eddie. And certainly, you've written a number of books and done some great videos over the years as well. And you're known throughout the world for your skills. And I know just about every year you go over to a huge car show over in Germany. You're hosted by those folks. Tell our listeners a little bit about that amazing event that occurs, I believe it's every year.
We've been to a couple different ones over there. Last one was Essen, which is a giant show. If anybody's been to SEMA, this is, I think it's like five times larger. But they've had me come over and do book signings and different things, autograph things. And I had no idea they even knew who I was over there. But you go over there and you're treated like a king. It's really nice. They've had my wife, my daughter, and myself go over a number of times. And really friendly people, really nice. And what was weird, when I got there, all I saw it seemed like was American cars. They love American hot rods. And they do a really nice job on them. And part of the reason is it's hard to drive a modified car in Germany. It's almost impossible. So these people build the cars, trailer them to the show them off, and put them back in their garage and work on them, I guess, the rest of the year. And they're immaculate. They do just such a nice job. So it's some of them look better than the stuff we have around here, which is a little disappointing. But out here, you know, I think people driving too much don't have time to work on them. But, yeah, it's really flattering to get invited over there. One year I went over there, they knew I liked Army tanks, and after the show they took me over and let me drive a couple Army tanks, which was really neat. And, daughter and wife sat up in the turret while I got driving around there.
Oh, that must have been fun. And you've done some incredible stunts over the years that were part of the job. I mean, people today would consider them stunts, but, you know, they were all part of getting it done. Pixar Films hired you to build some real-life replicas of the cartoons that were utilized in the very popular film Cars, and you had to cut a Porsche 911 in half in doing that project. Yeah. And, of course, another one of my favorite stories from you is the time that you utilized some high-tech tools to cut a fire engine in half. I mean, how did you ever do that?
Yeah, that was a show for National Geographic, because I used to work with them. I did some stuff with Monster Garage and Monster Garage, Monster House, Monster Games. I got to meet some of the producers, and they knew we had a shop and we could do things. So they called and said they were doing a show for Nat Geo. And what they came in originally with was the shop and said, the show's called Cut in Half. All they had was a title. They had no idea what they're going to do. They wanted to cut an Army tank in half lengthwise. So I fortunately talked them out of that, because that would have been a miserable job. I talked them down to a fire truck. So it was a hook and ladder truck. It was like 40 feet long. Mm. We cut that in half and used plasma cutters, and we made a saw out of a motorcycle, like a chainsaw. Started using that, and it switched over to a plasma cutter, did it by hand. It took 72 hours to cut the truck in half lengthwise. And the show never went anywhere, but it was really fun. We got to use a lot of cool tools. And we had Hypotherm, I think, sponsored us on that. Mm-hmm. We had the top-of-the-line plasma cutters to use out there. But it was funny because we're out in a dirt field doing this. We had generators, we had compressors, and those were the things we were having problems with. The plasma cutters worked just perfect. We didn't have a single flaw or skip a beat on the whole process. They cut everything stainless, brass. But again, you got to have the right tools to do this stuff. And it's kind of what I try to stay on top of, is having the best tools. In fact, I'd like to mention, if we have time, we're doing this Duesenberg now, this project we just were assigned, and I had to hire a bunch of people to help out on it, because it's a lot of different components to a Duesenberg. One of the things I'm finding is that people I'm hiring nowadays have no idea how to use tools and have no tools. Mm. Most of the time is spent teaching them, you know, how to use a tape measure, how to use this, how to use that. They got to get educated. The schools are not teaching this anymore.
That's so true.
A lot of the trade schools are passing people in and out and getting, I don't know how they work that, but I guess they get some funding for the government, but they really aren't teaching people.
That's a shame to hear, and I know you've touched on this with me before, and that's just at regular high schools, not even tech schools. I mean, when I was going to high school, there was always shop class offerings for the entire student body, but a lot of public high schools have eliminated that completely.
In California, is getting rid of almost everything. I don't know if it's a liability or what it is, but kids don't know how to change a spare tire. Mm. They barely know what's under the hood of a car. I mean, who's going to fix all the stuff when it starts breaking?
Yeah, I know, our mutual good friend there, Jay Leno, has said to me before, you know, anytime he gets to go to a car show and gets to talk to somebody without gray hair, it's a victory. Because we need to get more younger people, you know, involved with the hobby and learning the tools and learning the trade, because restoring, you know, some of these great vehicles, the Packards and the Duesenbergs and, you know, the classic Mercedes and these are the kind of things that have to really be passed down from one generation to the other, and we need to get the younger generations, the so-called millennial generation, much more amped up about vehicles in general.
Yeah, I'm getting, as of late, we're getting a lot of interns coming in. They're volunteering to work here just to learn how to do this stuff. So we know there's a hunger to learn this. We just got to find the people that want to learn it and teach them. But most of the kids that are coming in that want work here, I'm finding out that their dads were hot rodders. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of inherited the interest in working in cars. Some of the other kids, I don't know if they have any background in automotive or if they have any interest, or all they want to do is play on the computer.
Yeah.
It sure doesn't get things working.
No, it definitely doesn't. You've built so many great vehicles over the years, and including some cool rides for yourself. I remember it was 2 or 3 years back, you sent me a picture of this incredible kind of wide-body Mustang. Do you still have that vehicle?
Yeah, I got it. It's we call it the Frog because it looks like it. We put these giant flares in back, and these giant tires are like 16 inches wide. And I kind of stopped driving it because it was so wide, it gets too much attention. You go down the road, and you're always afraid of clipping something. Somebody opens the door, you're going to nail it. But it was kind of a fun project. I did it for a book I was writing on metal forming. So I took an old 72 Mustang and started shaping metal parts, showing how to do it, how to weld it. When I was done with the book, I had this Mustang that I had made out of junk, pretty much, and decided to paint it. It became a hit. I took it to a couple car shows, got a lot of attention. I don't know what I'm gonna do with that. Someday I got to do something.
Yeah, no, that's too cool of a ride, too cool of a work of art that you've done that needs to be to shown and seen around. If folks would like to learn more about your company based there in El Segundo, EP Industries, do you have a website that you'd like to give out or any telephone information? Feel free, Eddie.
They can personally contact me. I answer every email I can, and that would be Eddie Paul, one word, EDDIE. PAUL at epindustries.com, or you could just go to epindustries.com, or you could Google Eddie Paul, and it'll get you to us.
Excellent. And I know you're excited about your upcoming radio show, which is going to be just like we've done here in this hour, except it will be exclusively devoted to tools. That's going to be an exciting endeavor for you, my friend.
Yeah, it should be exciting. Maybe someday I'll be as good as you are, Bob.
Well, I'll teach you everything I can about the radio business. You're going to have to teach me a whole lot about car building.
You got it.
Well, great, Eddie. As usual, a pleasure to share the microphone with you. Say hello to your wonderful wife and daughter for me, and look forward to getting you back on the show real soon with us.
Okay. Let me know anytime.
All right. There he is, the amazing automotive superman, Eddie Paul. And write that name down, Eddie Paul's Tool Talk, because that's going to be a brand new radio show debuting really soon. Well, that's just about going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Again, we're giving away some free wash drop samples, the innovative product.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.